Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Neuroqueerness. This is your host, George Muniz Gund. Today, I wanted to talk about how challenging it can be to navigate friendships as an autistic person. And this is something that's come up a lot in support groups that I've been a part of lately. And it's a lot of people have talked about it, the difficulty with being able to tell if someone considers you a friend or not, and that's something that I certainly related to a lot. I certainly relate to. I've had that experience a lot through my whole life. And I feel like a lot of that for me comes from, and I feel like this is similar for other people from what I've heard. But for me, it's about not being able to tell if someone is your friend or not. And feeling like it's always a very gray area until it gets said or mentioned somehow, like usually to another person, your friend, let's say your friend Martha tells Julia, oh yeah, my friend Harold, and let's say you're called Harold. So when Martha says, my friend Harold, that might be the first time ever. You two might have been friends for 2 or 3 years, like, whatever. But that might be the first time ever that it is declared, it becomes knowledge that Martha does consider you a friend. And I feel like it's very interesting. We talked a lot about this in group. It's very interesting how with relationships, it's defined. With relationships, eventually you reach a certain point after a few dates, generally, where you sit down and you have a conversation. Okay, so what are we? Are we dating? Are we friends? Are we still not sure? There's usually, and sometimes it can be that you're still not sure and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's usually early on in the relationship some kind of, it gets defined, like, okay, like what the relation, like how the two, what each person is to each other, basically. Whereas with a friendship, that doesn't happen. There's not, you don't reach a point where you talk about, where you get, where you sit and you're like, okay, so are we friends or are we just acquaintances? Like, it doesn't happen, so you kind of, it's, I feel like, because it's one of those things in most socialization circles nowadays, where it's a lot about non-verbal, non-direct communication. I feel like that's why it tends to be very hard for autistic folks to understand, because autistic folks communicate through direct communication and do not tend to pick up on the non-verbal communication nuances that non-autistic people tend to use in their communication. And there's actually a study that came out recently, I'll probably do an episode on this, but a study recently came out saying that 93% of the way most neurotypical presenting people communicate is through non-verbal, non-direct communication, which is what autistic people struggle a lot with. So you could, there, taking that information, you could say that, you could conclude, and I would not dispute this as an autistic person, I would not dispute, you could conclude that it makes it extremely difficult for autistic people to interact with most neurotypical presenting people that communicate almost entirely, not just mostly, but we're talking 93%, we're talking almost entirely off of nonverbal communication, and that is really a spot that autistics struggle with. We thrive with direct communication, and I will remind everyone again that autistic communication is not deficient, it is different. It is like speaking a different language. And it's been shown in studies that autistic people communicate better in between themselves, autistic to autistic, than neurotypicals do neurotypicals to neurotypical. And the huge disconnect and difficulty comes when you try to communicate, when an autistic person and a neurotypical person try to communicate. And the neurotypical person will misperceive the autistic person as being deficient in communication, but the reality is the autistic person just communicates in a very different way, in a very direct, very verbal communication centered way, and the neurotypical person, the way that they've been socialized to communicate, they're constantly looking for nonverbal cues. And that's why they might struggle to read an autistic person, because autistic people don't really use those cues, and they actually generally mean what we say when we're using very direct communication. There's no like hidden nuance or anything like that. And then it's hard for the autistic person because the neurotypical person might be saying something with like a hidden meaning, not really meaning exactly what they're saying, but the autistic person isn't going to pick up on that nonverbal part and is going to take what is being said literally as it is, and then it ends up that what gets understood is different than what's being communicated. And of course this goes both ways, like neurotypical to autistic, vice versa. And so that's the big issue, and I've spoken about this on this podcast before, but I think it's so important to just remind everyone of that, remind everyone of the double empathy theory by Dr. Damian Milton, which touches exactly on that, the fact that autistic communication is different, it is not wrong or disordered, it is different. It is a different form of communicating. It is like speaking a different language. It is nothing that needs to be fixed or corrected or molded into neurotypical norms or treated. It just needs to be understood. So that's what I have to say for today. This will be another short but sweet episode. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you were able to get something out of it, and I'll see you all next time.